Everybody, welcome back to Fun Town. It is Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Long Beach Jerky Company. It's the best. It's only the best long, the best jerky in Long Beach, but also the best jerky on the planet.
I just got caught up because you didn't go big enough. You didn't go with a big enough geographic area, and your brain's like, wait a minute, this isn't right. It's so much better than that.
I was stuck in Long Beach, but you know what? It is the best beef jerky on the planet. So a lot of people that have listened to me for a while, they're aware of this brand because we used to push it all the time. And you know what? This isn't even a paid spot. They're just friends of mine, and I'm introducing them to Jess and Austin and Oske. They sent us some jerky, and I just want you guys, if you're not familiar with Long Beach Jerky Company, to get on the train right now. Go to lbjerkyco.com at lbjerkyco. They have four flavors right now. They got buffalo wing, spicy teriyaki, cracked black pepper, which is my favorite if you like it spicy. Nice. But then Gramps Original, which is Alex, my buddy Alex's actual grandpa's recipe from way back in the day.
Oh, I think that's going to be my favorite, period.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And they got cool Gramps shirts and stuff. I'm wearing one right now. Oh, the slogan is, nobody beats this meat. And I'm here to tell you, nobody beats their meat. It's the best. Buy it. And then tag us in it and tag at LB Jerky Co. in it. Let them know that we sent you. They're good people. All right. So let's get on with it. How's everybody's week? Anybody have anything exciting going on? There's really nothing going on in the world other than future apocalypse. That's about it.
Yeah.
Everything's unfolding. Everything's terrible. You can't find a news story for anything that's positive. But I got something positive for you guys. I might get grass. I've killed half the grass in my backyard. Today, I went and bought grass seed. I got the fanciest sprinkler that Lowe's has. It's a tripod. It's on a giant tripod. Yes. It's real heavy. It'll cover my whole yard. Oh, yeah. If I put it in there, I have to be careful because of the bar. Like when I first turned it on, right across my big screen TV. So you can't get far away. Yeah, really? I got to gauge it so it stops just at the patio of the bar. So it's kind of tricky, but once I got it figured out, I'm good. But I was telling Jess before the show started, I really wasn't into all the different types of grass seed. Pretty shady back there. Evidently, I'm supposed to get a sun in shade. Jeff will know this. He's a landscape professional from back in the day. I just bought grass seed. I don't know. It's probably not going to grow, right, Jeff?
No, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
All right, nice. I just planted a patch of grass where my chickens had eaten everything.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it with tiller first, kind of like break up the topsoil. Then I seed it until it looks like it has snowed.
Really?
And then you just straw it, and then dude, in 2 weeks it looks, you can't tell where my old grass was and the new grass begins. Like, that's how good it looks in 2 weeks.
So should I get a tiller and till the soil? It's not enough to just sprinkle it. Here's across the hard cracked soil.
Todd, do you got the weather channel app on your phone?
I do.
That old yet?
I have the weather app that comes with the iPhone.
Yeah, so check out the week and find out when we're gonna get about like 4 days of rain.
Okay.
And that's when I always try to plant some grass, is when I know I'm not going to have to water the shit out of it for a week.
Good to know.
You keep it wet for like a week, you'll be good.
Good to know, because I've got to sprinkle it now, but I have a second bag. So I'll put the second bag down the big rain.
You put that wherever you're feeling it, Todd.
You just need like the metal rake. You just need to stir up the dirt. Like,
anger. Yeah, you definitely want to. How I do it, I hit it with the tiller, then I rake it smooth. And then I hit it with the seed, and then I take a leaf rake, and I turn it over upside down, and I go back over it so it kind of knocks the dirt back, knocks some of it down further into the dirt. Then I hit it with the straw, and then I hit it with the
straw. See, I'm missing straws. I did everything wrong. I just went across with my spreader and just laid it down, and then turned the sprinkler.
That's not going to grow.
It'll go.
It might.
I mean, okay, it's an old yard.
I'll put some. You want to make a little wager there, Austin, on how good Todd's grass is going to grow?
Just hang on. Do I get the second bag of seed.
That's what's up for stakes.
No further ground prep, but more seed. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So he can just hit the ground with more seed.
Yes.
And how big of an area of grass do we need to get to qualify as grass?
I have
like all of it is growing.
Yeah.
The dirt now has grass in it.
I got two giant bare spots. And then in front where the rock meets the front of the bar shed, it's, you know, that's about a foot where there's no grass there. It's just bare.
Jeffrey, upon further finding, I would like to back out of this wager.
I don't blame you, my friend. You were about to lose. I hope the best for you, Todd.
Yeah.
I want nothing but the best for you. Just for the record, I have a tiller. You're more than welcome to come borrow it.
I may need to borrow your tiller.
And you can still till it, even though you've already put the seed.
Sure. It'll just help mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just mix it up. If you're unable to grow the grass, Todd, are you and Marnie ready to transition into dirty, filthy mud people? Are you ready to live that sort of sloppy pig life back there?
We've kind of been living that for the last 5 weeks. Yeah. So I think we could settle into it. If nothing else, running the sprinkler was really cool for the robins in our backyard because they followed the sprinkler wherever it went, just waiting for worms to surface, which was cool. You could see them.
Cool.
Yeah, wherever I would move it, they would just kind of shift and just surround it and just wait. And then they would swoop in every now and then, which is cool. We have one robin who just constantly stays in the backyard and just walks all the time. We call him Wilson because of Tool Time. He's always in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, like Wilson was. So I went and bought him a bunch of mealworms and I've been throwing them out there every now and then. And he knows exactly where to go when I put it down. He's pretty cool. Pretty cool, Robin.
Okay. I know this is going to sound, I can't believe this is where we're at in our life, but those fucking mealworms are expensive as shit. Who's ever got the market on the mealworms or however you say it. They are they just put in an in-ground pool. Like in-ground with the pot tub. Like those people, I swear to God, you get a bag and it's like, oh, here's 4 ounces of mealworm. $27.
Yeah. You're like,
oh. Because I grabbed the big bag first. They're only going to eat those in 5 seconds flat.
Like a successful weed dealer, pretty much, is what they are.
Dude, they're great. Our chickens go, chickens love them. They go ape shit for the mealworms.
Yeah, these robins do too, man. And I didn't know. At first, I was just throwing out, we have that cracked corn, you know, the powdery corn. Yeah. I threw it out there and I'm like, fuck these robins. I'm not even touching it. Marnie's like, it's not what they eat. They eat mealworms. And I'm like, okay, I'll just go get mealworms. And I grab the big bag. Yeah, it's like $473. I'm like, nah. Let's just go with the little bag. We'll spread it out for a while.
Todd, how much are you spending on
maybe we could start
an incredible amount of money on
wildlife. Like, I feel like we're a month away from you sending a raccoon to private school.
Really I'm all for that. Like, we just went and bought wild food, whatever critter mix.
Yeah.
We eat our squirrels. We bought our squirrels a tractor to attach to the tree trunk. So it's not the picnic table, but it's got the even two giant screws, which are still very dangerous because the corn was gone.
Use your wine cork when the corn's gone and then put a wine cork over the top.
I thought I could keep it stocked, but I can't keep up with their demand. I don't have a corn field.
One day you're going to go out there. It's just going to be like four squirrels impaled upon each other.
Oh, that's my fear. So last night, okay. Two deer, they are in our backyard, right? Which is cool. But the biggest doe I've ever seen up to the fence trying to get the corn out of a little corn holder guy that I have hanging on the fence, which was fun. And then a giant fox came and kept trying to eat the corn that I threw out. And I'm like, do foxes attack deer? And so that was a fun standoff.
I think they're pretty small to try to attack a deer, but I don't know.
The deer kind of chased it a couple times. The fox would run around the house and basically come back. And I'm like, what is going on? I don't know what I'm going to see.
It was a very hungry moment.
Yeah.
It's about 4:30 this morning. I just heard just like chaos.
Really?
And was so scared. I was like, I hope somebody didn't eat a cat or someone didn't fall on that screw, you know?
Yeah.
But this morning I came out, the corn all gone. Only one cob is still standing. The other just completely broke off, but they're just going crazy for it.
They're hilarious. And they'll eat the cob if you leave it on there long enough.
That's what I think they're trying to do. I thought they were just freaking out and saying, where's the corn?
Austin and Jeff, it's all about making your yard more attractive to hang out in than the neighbors for wildlife. I'm trying to bring all the wildlife creatures into my yard so they don't want to hang out in my neighbor's yard.
And until a deer gets stuck in my backyard in the fenced part. And then I'm like, what do I do? Does it just like...
Yeah.
Can they jump? They can come over a fence, right? Yeah. But like if it gets into our fenced area...
That's cool that you have deer.
Are you out on the edge of all of it, wherever you're at? Is that what's...
There's a, what do you call it? A drainage creek in my backyard. So they kind of follow it.
I thought I had my first deer on the other side of the fence in my backyard because I could hear it. And it was like, I was sitting at the bar and just watching TV. And I'm like, it's late. And I'm like, man, that sounds like a deer. It's big. Whatever's back there walking is bigger than shit, bigger than a dog or anything like that. So I peer and there's a couple boards in the fence I can kind of see through. Now, this neighbor lady from the other addition behind me picking up beer bottles that somebody at my house threw over the fence during the bar process. Yeah. She's just picking up broken glass and bottles. And I'm like, sorry about that. I'm going to get around to picking that up. She's like, oh, it's your property. Do with it whatever you want. And I'm like, well, then why are you on it? But
yeah,
no, get out of here, Captain Planet.
She's like, it's just that my dog likes to walk back here and I don't want it to step in glass. And I'm like, maybe your dog should be on a fucking leash.
Yeah.
Trying to make me feel like a hillbilly, which I am. I have broken beer bottles on the other side of my fence. But yeah.
Do you feel an obligation to spend as much time as possible in the shed?
It just happens. You know what I mean? It's new. You know, something's new. It's the nicest TV I own, so I want to watch stuff on it. And I'll even sit there, like, after a while, a bar stool starts to hurt your ass or your leg falls asleep. I'll have to get up and walk around for a little bit, stretch out, then sit back down, go to the next movie. But okay. I tough it out. All the alcohol is out there now, so if I want a beer or whatever, it's there. So, yeah, it's just become that place. I told Marnie we're going to clear out the living room in this house and just put in a pool table and a dartboard because nobody's ever going to sit in this living room ever again. Maybe in the wintertime we bring in stage furniture or something just for the winter.
Oh, your shed has misters. It's like King's Island in your backyard.
I know.
You have misters?
Yeah, we have misters that go around the perimeter of the roof line. So if it gets real hot, you just plug that hose in. And it's just like being in Vegas. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was like,
sweet.
Sean wanted to put those in so bad. I was like, dude, there's no way these are going to work because they were very inexpensive. And I'm like, these are not going to work. And they work perfectly, just like Vegas. And Jeff, I got an idea for you.
Yeah.
Your garage, dude. I'm going to send you guys this article, but there is this trend going on. There's a town in New Jersey. I can't remember the name of it, but it's kind of a sleepy, like cool little hip town, you know, not real busy. It's kind of slower there in New Jersey. And the big thing now is people are turning their garages into real bars. And the trick is like, they don't sell alcohol there. It's just like, come by if you want to hang out. And people are doing it just like a hobby.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People in their neighborhoods will come by. But when you see this article, you're going to lose your mind at some of these bars. I mean, they are top of the line, cool ass sports bars that people are converting their garages into.
That's sweet.
But what if you don't like your neighbors?
Well, yeah, then there you go.
It's kind of like, do you do it just so you can show it off and be like, no, it's just for us?
Yeah.
Or well,
Oskay has that sweet ass garage he's always sitting in here for the show. I think this would be a cool ass fucking bar.
It would be perfect because it would be like my real bar that I like to hang out at, in that there'd be the waitress, bartender lady, my girlfriend, who I think is hot.
Uh-huh.
And then me, the only one at the bar, annoying her.
Yes, that's perfect.
So it'd be like me at my favorite bar.
Yes.
Yeah. No one there, me at the bar, and her standing behind it trying to avoid me.
That's the cool part, because when I saw all these, I was like, you don't have to have people over. You can just hang out there yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. I mean, seldom do people even come over. Now, Jessica was the last person to come over, her and the Don. But other than that, it's just us sitting out there. But you have a good-ass time still.
I like it.
I think we do that to you. After the world's back to normal, maybe we think about pimping out your garage.
I would not be against it. I'm currently looking at doing the backyard, doing some maybe like a paver patio and like a water feature and a fire feature. And
nice.
I want to do this like bowl that has like a water feature in it, but it also has fire in the water.
What is it?
It's like a rock bowl that's been cut out, and it has like a water fountain in it, basically where it flows down, but the gas comes through the water, so it looks like the water's on fire the whole time.
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
It's like what is this?
No, it's super easy to do. Like, it's just a package you buy for your rock boulder thing. It's not that big of a deal.
But how big is it?
Oh, it's large. Like, it's like a fire pit big. Like, it puts off some fucking heat.
So the gas bubbles up through the water and keeps burning?
Yes.
Or do you run a little tube just below the water?
It's basically a grill below the water, and as the gas escapes the water, it stays burning on top of the water.
There's a certain period in our history that if you would have done, you would have been a demigod. Yeah. If you would have had that broken up. And then another period of history, they would have hung you.
They would have set you on fire for the water feature back in the day, Jeff. They would have not.
But you have to like hook up propane to it, obviously.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Where'd you like get that propane tank?
A natural
1602.
Well, you just find you a natural gas well. Yeah, it's got to be easy to do back then, right? So I say we pimp out your garage, and then we pimp out Jess's awesome
basement.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say your patio. The basement, yeah. Then we can do Austin's basement.
I've always wanted to do a man cave.
Yeah,
let's start with the man cave.
Or a woman cave.
Or the lady cave.
The
or
lady
cave.
The
man cave. Couple cave, that's nice.
There you go.
Little swing in there.
Mm-hmm.
A leather swing.
Just that.
Sorry.
Some harnesses. Oh, strap your wrists in.
There's a lot of cool like patio chairs. Like there is like a camping chair I'm getting targeted with on Instagram. It's like you float. No matter how bad the ground is, you can rest easy in this chair, that type of thing. And I'm like, what the heck? I want a floating chair.
That sounds awesome. I have the...
Is it foldable?
I think so. I think it just kind of like how most lawn chairs, like the ones you take to watch like a soccer game, and it folds up, I think, like that. And then you can just spread it back out, and then you're just, it's like a little hammock for your butt.
I'm interested. Instagram, if you're listening, please start sending me that.
Just start saying hammock chair or something.
Hammock chair, floating hammock chair phone.
You know how to tell when you become a complete fat piece of shit? When you're a regular lawn chair, you put it by the fire, which is just out in the middle of the yard, and you set in it, and it sinks 8 inches. Each leg goes into the earth. You're like, what now, the fuck?
That's everything in your yard, Todd. Everything's sinking 8 inches in your yard.
So you said the swing. You know, would you guys put a sex swing in your house? Say you got money to throw around. You're like,
I have a friend who they don't have a sex swing hanging up, but they do have things in their ceiling, like the, what do you call those? Like the calipers, so that you can easily hang it up.
Oh.
But they have
carabiners.
Yes, they have those in the rafters, but they just have like a normal kid's swing for their kids to play on, and they just swing in the house.
Oh,
but then when the kids go to grandma's, they unhook that and hook up the other swing.
Gross. Oh. Mommy, why is this swing all sticky?
Yeah.
No, the kid's swing goes away and the adult swing comes out.
You switch them out. That's good.
But it's pretty funny because people are always like, if they don't have the kids swing up either, they're like, why do you have carabiners hanging from your ceiling? They're like,
hang a spider.
Oh, that's
for
the kids swing. We hang the kids swing up. They swing. And the kids love it. They think it's awesome because they have a swing in their living room, basically.
Can you imagine the really panic on the way home from the sex store with the swing being like, oh, shit, we got to get something to hang up when this thing isn't there. Stop by Pottery Barn Kids and get a swing.
Oh, it's funny.
So that's what I would suggest, Jess. You put like a normal swing there, but you have it where you can switch it out for the you and Donnie swing.
Yeah.
That way it's not just out in the open. Unless you guys swing like that, then... Cool.
We're so lazy, and it's not that we're like, we just don't care. We're, you know what I mean? We'll do the dishes when we're out of silverware. We're both that way.
Nice. Congratulations.
So we'd probably just leave the swing up all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the laundry will go when it's like not really dirty, not really clean. Mm-hmm. The awkward, I don't know what to do with it, clothes.
Well, now it's dirty. It's
you're
going to want to
keep
swing.
A clean swing, Jess. That's you're going to want to.
You're going to need the wipes.
Like, got to work out the kinks.
How much is a sex swing, Jess?
Well, I don't have one.
You've shopped for them before. You've browsed it.
See, you got old sex swing. You got a wide range of sex swings.
What do you think the adders are on a sex swing? What do you think they are? Probably a felt lining of some sort or something to soften it.
Oh, my goodness. You can get one for $20.
Well, I'm not going to trust that one.
That's with you're pulling something out on that one.
What are you on eBay? Is that a used one?
It comes with a blindfold.
Hold on, this might not be the right one. Door. It's a door sex swing for adults. Oh,
you're causing major damage. This one, to your house.
Yeah, that's not going to hold.
Oh God, right the photos.
Why would they need a blindfold with it? Like having sex on a swing isn't challenging enough. You need to blindfold yourself.
So you can't see how shitty the sex swing is for $20. Yeah.
You have to see a door frame.
No, honey,
breaking.
You don't need to see this death trap I'm trying to bang you in.
The one that your friend probably has, it looks like hangs from the ceiling. It's about $60.
That's it.
It's just mostly straps.
If you honestly think about it, though, Keith, that'll take up your whole Saturday trying to get that thing in the fucking rafter.
Oh, yeah. Right? You got to have those big, long eye bolts to go all the way through.
Oh, yeah. You got to get up in the attic.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Then you got to buy the little, whatever you call it, the swing hangers.
Yeah.
That's another $15 to hold up to 550 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You need more than that for me.
Yeah. It's like hanging a punching bag. Like it looks, sounds cool, but it's like a major, major construction operation.
Exactly. Thing, that thing. Yeah. You're basically hanging with two punching bags.
Yeah. You could, I don't know what size your friends are, but let's say your average girl, 120 pounds, your average guy, 200 pounds.
Dude, easy. What a way. My girl listens to this shit. Like, average girl, 155. Average dude, 240.
In my world,
I think last time I weighed 120.
You guys are like the different versions of Mario, sort of. Todd lives in a smaller world than you, Jeff. Lives in a fun, small world that isn't bumping into stuff and breaking lawn chairs.
I don't get... Has anybody ever farted around? Jeff, you've had a pretty exciting life. Farted around with the S&M stuff, or have friends that are into that? Because I met a woman who she gets paid to walk on dudes with high heels. Like, that's the most bizarre thing ever. She's like,
you don't
have
to
touch
pay for
anybody.
That's called starting an argument on New Year's Eve. Somebody to walk on you in some high heels.
Oh, I think I've just draw blood.
Yeah. She said it bruises these dudes up. Like, and they pay a lot of money to have it done. And she doesn't have to touch them. There's no sex involved. They just get this sexual arousal from being walked on and bruised the fuck up at high heels.
She talks to him though, or something, right?
Oh, well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Calls
there's
a little pig.
Yeah,
or something,
you dirty fucking animal. How you like that? Huh? Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Calling me.
Have you seen the ball stomping?
I've heard about it. I
now that seems dangerous. Like
what?
Getting your balls stomped on in high heels.
What? Well, I think you're gonna you run the risk of blowing one out for sure, right?
Totally. I think that's where they get off is the danger of having their testicle completely.
Do they just trap the testicle under there enough where they just lean weight enough to you're like, all right, I guess
like the high heel in between, like so it's on the sack but not on the testicle and drive it into the ground kind of thing.
Split them. You're nutmegging your nuts is what you're doing. You're megging your nuts with a high heel with a fucking stiletto. Jesus
Christ. Just slam him in a car door.
Like, oh, God, that's got to be out there, Jess. I bet there are.
No, I had, I still have a friend who is kind of in that scene. And one day we were out at my favorite bar drinking, and I was like, so what's up? And she goes, she kept on getting texts. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm messing with one of my subs. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, here, look. And she like shows me, and it's a picture of this naked dude. And he's got rubber bands wrapped up and down his penis. But they've been on there a really, really, really long time. And so it's like black and blue, and it's popping out in weird places. And he's like, every 20 minutes, she has him add another rubber band,
no.
kind of like that God. Watermelon no. thing. Where
no, what kind of he's psycho demon is this, talking to a guy to cut his dick off with rubber bands?
He didn't like it. It's like you just get to a point and then you stop it. But yeah, we were just hanging out having drinks, and this went on for like 2 hours, and I was loving every second of it. I'm like, now tell him to slam his dick in the Bible. Fucking let's see what weird shit we can get him to do. Like, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
That just reminded me when one day on the state police, we have these stupid training things you're going to go to, you know, and they put you through them, mandatory training. Well, they were passing out tourniquets. They just got this first batch of tourniquets. So they were showing you how to use it, you know, during your first aid class. And they're like, well, one thing you don't do is don't put it around your neck. Like, it's dangerous. And I was like, you shouldn't have said that. And the instructor's like, why? I'm like, now we're going to find one of our troopers dead at a stoplight with his pants around his ankles and a tourniquet around his neck. But that's essentially what that guy's doing to his dick, is putting a tourniquet on it and then relieving the pressure before gangrene sets in.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain, yeah, can I get ridiculous. A couple masturbation aids from the storage closet, please?
Oh, man. But can you imagine if, like, that's what it takes for you? Like, oh, yeah. The only thing that gets me off is watching the Smurfs while somebody slams my dick with a sledgehammer. Like, that's the only thing that works for me. Like, how horrible would that be to, like, okay, Jess, you meet the guy of your dreams, and then you're like, hey, I've noticed you're kind of inadequate in bed lately. Like, is there something wrong? Well, I need to confess something to you. I can only get off if we have the Smurfs on TV and you hit me in the balls with a sledgehammer right as I'm about to come.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh
you're like, God. Every time? And he's like, yep, that's the only thing that does it. Like,
and not the new Smurfs either, the original Smurfs.
Yeah.
The original
Smurfs.
Yeah. And what if, but he's a great guy on every other level. Great job, great personality, great with your family, great with your friends,
charitable. Everyone loves him. He's a saint.
Yeah, that's his weird thing.
Oh, that's fine. He doesn't have to finish.
What if he had like a real tough looking penis though? Like, what if his penis looked like it could take a hit? You know what I mean? Would
you like, you just wanted to punch it? It's giving you a dirty look.
Yeah, like it's sort of.
It says Everlast on the side of it. It's a tattoo.
Yeah, got a barbed wire tattoo going around. Big tribal thing going on. It's basically Dwayne the Rock Johnson
as a penis.
Oh my gosh!
Ready to go.
That would be God. That's a great hypothesis there, Jeff. Because what if I don't know that I've ever encountered that, but like, what if you did, like, somebody you're really into. And then all of a sudden, just as this weird requirement in the bedroom, like, has anybody run across that before? Like, just a real weirdo? I mean, we come across where they're just horrible in the bedroom, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
sucks. You're a great person. But
so I had a girl just straight up like hit me.
Oh,
and it was in a very, odd way. I'll say that. Like, it was like just like an assault all of a sudden. And
like, just one punch or repeated, just flailing?
Like she thought it was going to be like a fun, flirty thing.
Oh.
And she's fucking, I don't know if she has brothers or something, but she fucking nailed me.
Like, okay. You were like, God damn it.
In the face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where in the face?
Just like, boom. Just like, hit me.
I think she was waiting
for me to hit her back. And I got to admit, there was just sort of this taken aback moment that really took the gas out of everything. And I was like, I'm not roughing a broad up in a room.
Did she say anything with it too? She was like, how do you like that, you motherfucker? Huh?
Yeah, she had she looked very proud, like happy with herself. Like I was going to be excited about it.
Oh boy.
And I mean, here's the deal. Just let me, Fucking let me know, you know? Goddamn. I had a girl mouth guard or something before we get going. Fucking tape my wrists up. This is insane. But yeah, that was one moment. I mean, other than that, I've had some people who clearly are like super, I got to be in charge or not in charge at all or whatever. But I've never, that one stands out as just a little peculiar.
Biters, anyone? I had a biter once. I'm like, no. You know, at first, I'm like, what are you doing? Just and harder and harder. And you're like, all right, we're done. You ruined it. I can't now. Like, I hurt like a motherfucker. I'm not. Yeah. Now I'm just pissed off. I'm leaving.
Where was the bite?
On my chest. Just some like hard. And, you know, I'm like, that's it. Cause I just like, I want to punch you in the face right now and I can't do that. So I'm just going to leave. Like that hurt. Cause you that kind of pain where you kind of lose control for a second. Like, I don't need this. You know what I mean?
Like, bites are dirty too, man. You can get an infection.
Yeah. Like left a big ass bruise there.
Yeah. You know? There's a common courtesy. If you have a fetish like that and you're going to, you know, hurt someone, you got, you talk about it, maybe bring it up or get them really drunk and then try it. I don't know. Yeah. And just to go in for the bite, it's like, well, now we're over.
Yeah.
I'd rather be hit than bitten. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Slapped in the face. So that's another one where you can really lose your mind. I mean, that's, it can send you from 0 to 100 real quick. That whack. That hurts.
I knew Maggie was cool when I'd been going out with Maggie for like 2 months and I was hanging out with my friend who's the person who hurts guys.
And the ball stomper.
And she's a big biter and we're hanging out. She just leans over and bites my neck to the point where I have to like almost fish hook her to get her to release. And
like a pit bull.
Yeah. And so like, a day later, I totally forgot about it. And then I go to hang out with this new girl I'm dating. And she goes, what is on your neck? And I go, oh, my friend, she bit me last night. And she goes, oh, okay. So what do you want to? And I was like, oh my God, any other girl that would have been a fight for
forever.
I'd be cool.
We would still be fighting about it 5 years later. Like she didn't give a shit. Like,
she's every like, time oh, yeah, you go to her. See that girl or bring her up, it's like, oh, she bite you?
She has since bit my girlfriend so hard she bruised even worse without her permission as well. I mean, she's not a fan of hers.
Your friend's like that kindergarten risky kid, you know, that nobody wants in there. Just always biting the other kids.
Yeah. That kid is on
probation. Listen, we're gonna see how Ethan does. And if he hurts any of the children, you're going to need to come pick him up, okay? That kid.
Yeah.
But she goes every year for a couple of years for Halloween. She goes as a shark and she's a big biter.
All right.
I wouldn't put anything else near her mouth. Like, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Yeah.
Not doing it.
That's bad news.
But, yeah.
Jesus. I don't even know where that comes from. Like, someone had to give her positive reinforcement at some point, I would think. If she keeps doing it, you know, or anyone that enjoys that in the bedroom has had to have had some success from it. But how are there that many people around? And like you said, Jess, why you can't just spring that on somebody. Like, you need to have dinner and be like, listen, I'm really into this. How do you feel about it? Mm-hmm. You want to give it a shot? You don't just break it out on me.
You build up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking maybe like of a shots. like a little baby bite.
Yeah. Are you up on your tetanus? You vaccinated? You got all the major ones? Okay.
And then there's those people that they don't really believe they're vampires, but they enjoy that vampire lifestyle. Yeah. So they'll really like open up blood and then suck on it. You know what I mean? During sex. Yeah.
So much like, infection.
I mean, it's not a good age for that, you know?
No. How'd you get COVID?
Not since the 80s.
I was at a pretend vampire party. And we were all biting each other.
They even get the teeth, like the false teeth that actually they can puncture with. And like they go all out. It's quite a lifestyle, evidently, these vampire parties. Would you ever go to a vampire party, Austin? If you were invited?
I probably would.
You would. I know you would.
I'd probably just be like, listen, we're going. I'd get all dressed up just to see what it's all about. Who knows? Yeah. I might love it.
Yeah.
Probably hate it and leave after 15 minutes, but I'd go check it out.
You would go all into character. You would go as Von Helsing or whatever his name is. Like,
I'd probably just go as Dracula. Yeah. I'd probably make them all mad by just going for the biggest. Like, no, you don't dress up as a vampire that you know. You are a vampire. What do you understand?
Who invited the guy that came as Dracula? He doesn't even get it.
Another damn Edward. Get your glitter out of here.
Roll it.
Oh, man.
Big ass collar on my cape, though, for sure. I'd get the biggest one I could find.
Oh, yeah. Dude, what's the weirdest party you ever been invited to? Start it off, because I went to one where it broke into a seance. Like, what? Everybody at the party.
Wait, what?
Unbeknownst to me, must already be into this or had a plan, but because there's no way everybody but me was so on board with this. You know, they're like, oh, let's go down to the basement. You guys want to do a seance? And then everybody was like, yeah. And I'm like, no, yeah. You know, like, I didn't want to be the only guy. So we go down there and it breaks into the most bizarre, creepy experience of my life, because one girl there is legitimately trying to communicate with her sister who's passed away, and she's crying and everybody's like holding on, oh, come on, Alicia, whatever her name was, you know, just give us a sign to speak. And they were all into it, and I'm just like, I'm gonna, like, go to the bathroom. Yeah. Oh no, like a seance with the candles, and there was no Ouija board. They were just trying to, and they had some kind of these plates with this pattern on it set out in between them. I don't know, I don't understand all the rules. But I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, went upstairs, out of that party.
Was this a drinking party, like music and beverages? And they're like, hey, I'm glad you all could come. Virgins, raise your hand.
That's how it all started.
We're gonna need you. come downstairs. She's like crazy, but just.
Yeah, it was a girl I was hanging out with just as friends, and she's like invited, you know, and it was just friends, like we didn't ride there together. She's like, oh, you want to come by my friends? We're having a party. Yeah. Had nothing going on. So I get the address, I show up, and it's just like people sitting around. There's like appetizers, finger food laying out, everybody's drinking, listening to music, and next thing you know, hey, you guys wanna go in the basement and do a seance? And yeah. And I was like, dude, I felt like if I would have stayed there long enough, someone would have stabbed me, and then I would have been the sacrifice or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how am I the only one?
We've brought this man as offering.
Yeah. How old were you?
Yeah. Oh, it was right after my first divorce. So
you were a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man, dude. I was like, well, Bailey would have been like two, so I'm probably 27, 28-ish at the time.
Whoa.
Just looking to break out after the divorce, hadn't been hanging out much, you know, just kind of getting over it. Oh, yeah, I'll go to a party. And I'm like, this is it. This is why I don't go out anymore. I'll never go out again. Everybody's into seances. But
that would have taken the wind out of my sails, too.
Yeah,
I think I've been like, nah, if that's what it is now. I was out of the game, apparently, for just 3 years.
The world changed so much. you were about to say one, Austin. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
oh. Okay, so this wasn't really invited to a party. I used to go and like bartend weddings, events, different things like that, you know, because it pays pretty well. And I was doing a wake, and there's real weird vibe even for a wake. A lot of wakes are pretty like happening. People are, you know, pumped. Everyone knows each other's family. It's had a vibe to it. So I'm sitting there just real quietly popping beers. Talked to this giant guy who looked like he had been through hell and back recently. I mean, mountain of a man, big scar, like limping. He talks about how this wake was for his significant other. And I thought, oh my God, I thought they were in a car accident or something. No, I find out that I'm working the wake of somebody that tried to kill their husband and then turned the gun on themselves, unfortunately.
Oh,
and this guy I was talking to was the husband. He had shot like five times.
That's why he's limping around. Oh.
And his body was such a tough penis body. The bullets literally got like stuck in his giant meatiness.
Oh my gosh.
And so Yeah, I mean, the bullet could not beat his meat. How many other tags can we come back on here? But it was, that's, I mean, he was just such a huge dude. It literally, like, the bullet stopped in him.
That's a real thing. Like, people that are, like, super muscular and have a lot of body mass, it can slow down a bullet enough. It doesn't hit any vital organs.
And so that's kind of, and then he got, like, I think one across the side of the head that didn't go into his skull, but just sort of.
Oh, like one of those movie grazing wounds?
Ripped along it. That's what I was looking at. But I mean, it was wild. And then, I don't know. I mean, I thought they were doing incredibly well for the moment that the family was in. But that was one of those things where you're like, oh, okay, this is pretty sad. And, oh, this is getting weird. And, oh, this was.
How do you have a wake under those circumstances?
I don't know, man.
Like, guys, I know we always.
A bartender.
Yeah. You better. I'll tell you what, at that point, you better. You better get. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have a fucking nacho bar set up. A guy doing crepes. Like, I would have gone full blown if we were going to do it under these circumstances.
Somebody in the family's going to step up at that point and be like, guys, I know we always have a wake when someone passes, but, you know, she's trying to kill her husband and then you kill her. You know, maybe we just look past it this time. Maybe we'll just have a regular little funeral.
No one knows why either.
Really?
Well, here's why. I was about ready to say 99% chance that guy was a huge asshole.
Like, is that? You know, if you survive the murder suicide end of it, you really do get to shape the narrative, Jeff. I agree with you. You really get to say what happened that night. And Todd, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, we were just having fun. That bitch went crazy.
Yeah, we've got no one to say that she didn't go crazy. So I think that's that. That's how that works, Todd, right?
I mean, that's how it works. Yeah. Just like when you date somebody and you break up and your friends have no ties to that person, your story's always went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy. And I mean, yeah, her roommate's hot and something happened, but she's nuts.
Any weird parties from you guys? That just takes the cake right there. Jesus Christ. What a position for you to be in too. Like, because you got to be the kind of the life of the party if you're the bartender.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Cracking jokes.
Nope. You've never seen a more well-organized tub of Coors Lights in your life, sir. garnishes, whatever. I was keeping busy back there.
Just slicing limes. I have to get some more limes. I'm out of limes.
Yeah. No, you're sir. On your 19th lime.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only 12 people here.
It was not a Sam Malone night. I was all coach making the sausage.
Jess, what's the craziest party you found yourself at?
I haven't been to any crazy parties. Kind of disappointed. I had a friend, and when she turned 16, her mom got her a stripper. We all were 15, so she was the oldest of us.
She would get arrested today.
In this state, I don't understand. I don't know how it works.
Imagine?
He was fresh out the tanning bed, so he had like the white lines under the butt cheeks.
Did he smell like the tanning bed? Like,
it was just gelled hair. I think it was a leopard thong thing. And I was like, this is happening.
You're 15.
And you're trying to be happy about it until you see a grown ass, like, I don't know, he looked like he was 40. Because, you know, we were babies.
You might as well be a million years old then when you're 15.
The 16-year-old was a good sport. I don't know. Maybe it was for the mom. Maybe she was this for her. And then
the guy went through with it.
He did. And I think
he probably didn't know until it was too late. And he's like, well, I really need this $300. But I know that mom. Everybody here knows that mom. She's like way too cool mom at the party. She'll drink with you. She hits on all the 15-year-old, 16-year-old boys at the party. Like, she's that kind of mom for sure.
She's the worst.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude.
And so did that scar you?
No.
No.
It's just like, whatever.
Did you tell your parents when you got home?
Oh, no.
No way.
Wait, did this dude get his dick out?
No.
Okay.
Are they supposed to?
Well,
I've only seen a stripper for a bachelorette party, I guess. Like, well, a bachelorette party once and a birthday party another time. But no schmeckle.
I've never seen a male strip show, but women take their tops off.
Yeah.
And so I just assume there's some kind of show of meat at some point, even just, a little side profile.
Was he a beef boy? Was he?
He may have shown one of the girls. Believe it or not, I was one of the ladies on the couch, just not really participating.
Yeah.
awkwardly uncomfortable. He picked up one of my friends, like the bachelorette party where, you know, we're over like, I don't know, 21 at this point or 20. I don't know. He picked up one of the bigger girls against the wall and was kind of, you know, acting like he was humping her, and she was just like, "Woo, having a great time." You know, he was a cop. He came in and stopped the party. It was one of those things. But I just kind of sat on the couch like, "This is happening." So I think a couple of the girls were really into it. I just get weird.
Jess, do you know DJ Dangler? He's been on the Bob and Tom show before, right? So he's a good friend of ours, obviously, and great, great, outstanding comedian. Check him out on social media. That's his real name, DJ Dangler. And he had a birthday party once. I don't think, Austin, you didn't go to it, did you, where you took the party bus to?
No, I couldn't make that. I'm glad I didn't, because I heard that got weird.
Yeah, so he rents this party bus, and we take it from Morty's Comedy Joint to Kokomo, Indiana, where there's this famous strip club there. Can't remember the name of it, but.
Is it Hip Hugger?
The Hip Hugger, yes.
Yeah.
So we all go there.
Because there's no strip clubs in Indy.
Right. I know, right? We have
an hour away.
Todd, tell them why they're going there.
We're going there because I don't know if this was the same reason you were thinking, but it was all the suggestion of one guy that nobody else wanted invited, who's a comedian that no one in the scene liked at this time. I haven't seen the guy since, whatever. First name, Eddie. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. And a big Crackers open mic comic back in the day. And so I
know why he wanted to go there. Why people go to the Hip Hugger, because technically it's not a bar, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and so because they don't serve alcohol, it's all nude.
Oh, no. At this time they served alcohol. I don't know if it's that way now.
Okay.
But they did serve alcohol.
Well, sometimes I know guys like to drive
you're right.
55 minutes.
Louisville, for example.
Vaginas, yeah. It's kind of sad.
I think Donnie went to Canada when he was 18 to see that. Yeah. Well, he didn't. He went with his friends. He's like, right. we're like awkward. What do you do?
Right. So, he had no desire to go.
At least that's what he told me.
Right. So we're at
the by the way, I have a girl in a G-string is more than enough. I don't need to see your puckered butthole.
Agreed.
And I don't need to see your vagina.
No, like, Bush.
I'm cool with leaving a little bit for the imagination.
Yeah. Right. That's not really the showpiece of the female body anyway, no, I feel like. So
I'm good just looking at the round booty. I don't need to see the booty hole.
The labia majora.
Yeah. Or the labia minora.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Or minora.
So we're there at the Hip Hugger having a good time. Brent Terhune and I think we're talking, and we get this table, and Eddie, said guy that nobody liked at the time, kept coming up to the table and just he kept mooching. He brought no money to this birthday party strip club adventure. And so he kept like, which I didn't really care, you know. So, but he kept taking out, hey, will you guys get me a pitcher and all this stuff? And finally, it was wearing on everybody else. And they kept saying stuff to him. And he was smarting off. So finally, I'm like, Eddie, you go sit at the little kids' table. See that little table there? You sit there by yourself. The adults are going to sit here and drink. Next time you get invited to go to a strip club for your buddy's birthday, bring fucking money or don't come. Right. So I make him sit at this table by himself. And then he gets all pissy and starts getting into it with all the different guys or whatever. At one point, he had an argument with everybody, even Brent Terhune, which is the guy you can't not get along with. So finally, at one point, he's like, hey, somebody buy me a dance. So I'm like, Eddie, if it'll shut you up, I'll go get you whatever girl you want and I'll get you a private dance. So he's like, okay, get that one. So I go to her and walk across the room. I pull her to the side. I'm like, hey, if I give you $200, will you start to dance on that guy over there? And then right when it's like big move time, slap him across the face as hard as you can. And if you knock him out of the chair, I will give you another $100. She's like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm totally serious. So she starts dancing on him, whatever, and then gets up at one point and just smacks him as hard as she can right on his ear hole, knocks him flat out of his chair. And I gave her $300.
Awesome.
Todd put a hit out at a strip club.
Did he know you did that?
Yeah, he found out afterward. Oh. Yeah, he got kicked out like immediately, like, because we were all like, oh no, he grabbed her. Which that was another thing he was doing. He kept grabbing the girls. Like they would walk by and he'd reach up and grab them, and we're like smacking him, like, hey, knock it off. You're gonna get kicked out of here. And so yeah, it was justice well served, I thought. Yeah.
Now did he then get back on the bus with you guys and then have to ride home?
Yeah, he waited out in the parking lot until we got ready. And then had to ride home, and we wouldn't even let him talk.
Dang.
Was there beer on the bus or anything for him?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I don't know if we let him drink. I don't think so, because he was in the doghouse hard. But it was an unforgettable birthday for DJ Dangler, for sure. Yeah.
I'm like so offended that he grabbed the strippers. It's like, don't be that guy. Don't think, I own you. It's like, no, you're already getting what you
just be classy.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Be somewhat respectful.
Respect what's going on here. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even in Kokomo.
It's like just the guy likes to get stepped on. He just whips his balls out every time he sees someone with high heels and lays on the ground. Like, you don't just do that. You got to have it. Yeah. Could you imagine someone just laid down, just
put their balls out?
That's what they do.
Like it's a doormat. Welcome.
Please
wipe
please.
Your shoes here.
Trying to act like it was an accident every time. Oh my God, you stepped on my balls. I can't believe that.
No, I can't wait to ask Johnny about it. Like, do you know there are people that like this? And he'll be like, what?
Jess, I've been wanting to talk to you for some time now.
I didn't know how to bring it up. I'm glad that you...
If he did that at this point, I don't know.
Look how tough my balls are, Jess.
I'm like, is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh my God, is that Vin Diesel and The Rock? What is that? Fast and Furious 10.
Oh God.
So when I was 18 years old, my best friend, her name is Becky, she lived with her sister in a house together, and her sister had a friend who hated my fucking guts, and Charlene just despised everything I stood for, which I stood for nothing, but she just hated me and everything about me. Mm-hmm. And I loved the fact she hated me, and I would just harass her nonstop. And she just hated me. And they were like 5 or 6 years older than us. So we were just I was annoying as shit to her.
I can't imagine you doing this either, by the way. It's so unlike you.
So Charlene's birthday was coming up, and we were all hanging out at Becky's house, and her sister Beth was like, oh, hey, Charlene's birthday is coming up. I'm thinking about maybe getting her a stripper. And I was like, you should let me be the stripper. And she's like, you would do that? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, how much do you want? And I'm like, oh no, $25. I don't know.
Like, oh, jeez.
At the time,
I think you priced it market rate, buddy.
I weighed 135. I had really bad acne, and I was even more obnoxious than I am now. I priced it perfectly. Yeah. So she goes, she's not going to be cool with this. So we come up with, I'm going to be a cowboy. I'm going to wear a bandana across my face. And Becky's sister was, her husband was a police officer. So they're going to handcuff her to the chair. Then I'm going to come out. I'm going to dance on her. And then she won't be able to do it, because I'm like, she's going to punch me. And they're like, no, we're going to keep her handcuffed so she can't. So the night came, and I go over to Becky's sister's house and sneak in, and came out to Billy Squire stroke me.
And, perfect.
And stripped down, and all the other women are so into it because they all know what's happening, and they're like over the top about it, like, woo, you know, loving it.
Of course.
And I'm dancing on her, and she's kind of into it. Like, I have on my cowboy hat, I have on my bandana, and like, I just have my shirt kind of open. Like, I'm not like, you know, she can't tell that I don't have any muscles yet. And I'm kind of grinding on her. And so this goes on for most of the song, and then I eventually take the mask down, and that's when she starts throwing knees from a seated position.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
Towards my groin, towards any part of me that she can hit as she starts screaming, get the fuck off of me. Oh my God. To which I ran and I left shortly. I collected. I think I got $75.
Good.
That's a good deal.
I think I walked with 75.
You were catching me. Ones during all this.
I was like, yes. Are they tucking?
No, there was no tucking. The whole thing lasted maybe 2.5 minutes.
What was
and then
sexy
I was in my car and speeding off down the road with my $75.
What if but she had pulled that?
She was pissed.
What if she had pulled that Special Forces movie move where she jumps up at the chair, slams it on the ground, and busts it into pieces and comes up? Yeah. Awesome. Jabs a piece of it into you. Yeah.
Or fake it. So, like, she acts like she's into it. As you get closer, just wind up, do a big headbutt, and break your nose.
Starts biting.
Yeah.
In a defensive manner.
But everyone had a fine laugh, and it was a great prank, a
classic.
She was really pissed that she didn't get a real stripper. Like, she wanted a stripper, and she got
you know
me.
What though, Jeff, that night you were a stripper.
I shook it.
You were doing it.
You got paid. You were a pro.
I did a couple of these. Son. You know, I did the lasso above the head.
Nice.
I was doing some lasso moves. I was doing a ride the Bronco.
I think it was smart to go with a cowboy western theme because there's a lot of fun imagery and mime work you can do that I think could get you through two and a half minutes easy.
100%.
I fake rode a hobby horse around the kitchen. Yep. It was good.
Did you do guns at all?
Oh, lots of
good convention.
I spun him. I spun him forward. I spun him back. I put him in the holster. I took him out of the holster. I had no holster nor guns, but I mimed the shit out of it.
Perfect. Did you deal cards to anybody or anything like that? Or
damn it, where were you back then? I could have used
shoe a horse. bury a loved one. Just trying to think of old timey activities.
Shoot a horse. That'd be so funny.
At the next wedding I go to Austin, I'm shooing the horse.
You should shoe a horse.
Gonna be like, what is he doing? I'm like, DJ, never shoot the DJ's horse.
Gonna be we got a cabbage patch, and it looks like he's going into shoeing a horse.
It's gonna be the next TikTok move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clickety clack, Jeff shoeing horses out there, everybody.
Oh my God, it's such an awesome story. Well, this has been a fun one, guys. Hey, we're back next week. We're every week, every 7 days. Yeah. We're back again. Like it or not, we're here. And I want everybody to know that I think Jeff, Austin, and I have a couple comedy shows coming up. Remember we had scheduled those, and then COVID, they kept bumping them back or whatever.
I didn't know they got bumped back.
But. Yeah, I didn't either until literally during this podcast got a message about it. So
where and when?
I think August 15th in Anderson, Indiana at the Kettletop Brew House. So maybe Jess and
I'm going there. The Don will go. Yeah.
Nice. And then August 22nd, the Fuel Room. Can't remember the name of the town, but it's called the Fuel Room. And it's like half hour, 40 minutes outside of Chicago. So be pulling from the Chicago demographic there. I'll verify with you guys once I get this. But I thought I'd throw it out there so people can prepare. Just go to toddcomedy.com, go to my schedule. It's on there. June 26th and 27th, I'm at Appleton, Wisconsin at Skyline Comedy Club. I think Chris Bowers is going to be with me. Chris Bowers is up from LA, so he's staying with me during that week. So he'll probably travel up there with me, I would imagine. Other than that, everybody check out Long Beach Jerky Company. Just do me a favor. Yeah. Don't fuck around. You're going to eat beef jerky anyway. People eat it all the time. Just go to lbjerkyco.com. Order maybe the variety pack. You get one of each for like $25.99. Otherwise, it's like $6.99 a bag. Just try it. Trust me. It's the best beef jerky on the planet and Long Beach, by the way. So get it now. And then once you get your order, screenshot it, tag us and at lbjerkyco. Let us know that you did it. That way they know we sent you.
Todd, I think if we're doing Planet, we might as well do Galaxy because it's beef jerky. We got to have the best supply of beef around.
I think so.
I doubt anyone's got enough cows to be doing the market research.
Those other galaxies. Beef
jerky.
No.
Easily this side of the Milky Way.
Yeah. Big vegan galaxies out there beyond ours anyway, so they're not really into the beef. Well, so
I'm not going to lie. If a guy pulls up in a UFO and tells me to stop eating meat, I might listen to him. They might be a little bit ahead of us.
I mean, I love it. All right. We'll see you guys next week. We are out.